It's Chad and Evan Daly with material from Chad and Evan's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Well, streaming services may be pushing ad content a little too far here now. So Prime Video will now be having even more ads moving forward, including pause ads. So when you pause the show, a giant ad will come up. Just more ads in general. They need to generate revenue because don't pay enough for Prime.
No.
Netflix will now, if you have the basic plan, they will be enabling some sort of paywall on certain shows, so you won't have access to the full library.
Right.
You'll only have access to most of it. However, there will be some movies that look like they're available. You'll click on them and they'll say unable to access behind paywall or whatever. You need to upgrade your membership.
And that's how I found it with Prime, because you had to get to certain channels, right? When it was like when we started watching Weeds, we could get season one of Weeds.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, now I got to pay for this stupid channel to get
it's
the rest of it.
It's very much like that.
Yeah.
And also, Electronic Arts, or EA, has announced that they will be bringing ads into video games.
No.
Yes.
Like product placement ads?
Product placement, even perhaps pausing down the game to show an ad.
That's junk. You pay enough for video
games. You pay so much for your video game. That shouldn't be happening.
No.
If you're paying... You're paying upwards to $100 for a video game now, even more for some. What was it? The new Grand Theft Auto was supposed to be like $120.
So world is out of control.
It is getting insanely out of control. It's just there. You're asking. Here's the thing, though. It's pushback, because as consumers, we asked for too much stuff for free around that, like 2000s, right around there. Everything was pirated. When it came to media, everything was pirated.
Yeah.
So we got it all for free. And in that way, we were a little spoiled. And now this is pushback.
That's fair.
That's how everything is in life. Everything
is a circle of life, Chad.
It's Elton John. No, it really is. It's all a pendulum, man. It's like how the world went very, very, very left. Right. And now you feel it coming back right again. That everything is a pendulum. That's how you can't have an extreme stay in place for too long. It will always get knocked out. So that's what's going on right now. And I don't like it, but I mean,
it's the way it is.
That's how the corporate world runs, unfortunately.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Looking for safe places to go around the world on vacation. It can be a scary place sometimes. This world of ours.
Sure.
But they've ranked the safest places to go on vacation. The safest when it comes to crime. Number one on the list.
Santa Luda.
Wait. Santa Luda is very safe.
Safe
Santa
town.
Luda, Saskatchewan.
The safest town in the province. Oh, I think that's what they say.
In Western Canada. It's just got the funniest name. Actually, only one American city made the list. Shocker! Orlando made the list at number 15. Only one Canadian city made the list, but it's high up there. Montreal in at number 2 when it comes to the world's safest cities. I got to agree. I felt very safe in Montreal.
I was going to say Quebec City.
Yeah, but they if you're an English pig, they do not want to talk to you.
Okay, sure, sure.
I don't know. I found that you got to speak French there to really get along. On the list, number 1, Honolulu, which seems shocking because I've seen Dog the Bounty Hunter. And there's a lot of meth in that city.
Lots of meth.
And Dog the Bounty Hunter.
But he's there to keep you safe.
Yeah, Reykjavik, Iceland, number 3. 4 is Sydney, Australia. Number 5, Amsterdam. There you go.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's all the people are so stoned there.
They're so high.
So high. Have you been to Amsterdam?
No. Have you?
No, I was supposed to go there on a stag and go watch Wu-Tang, but I didn't go because I was like, oh, I got to watch. We're having a baby.
Kids always getting in the way.
Could have been in Amsterdam watching Wu-Tang. Just baked.
Chad and Evan Daly.
So things went well for your Oilers last night.
Oh, and you're acting like you're not cheering for them.
I'm not. I don't know who you're talking
about. You just said that yesterday that you were cheering for them.
Yeah, when they win.
Yeah, well, that's just you jumping on the bandwagon. There's no room for
you. If you're
going to
do it, do it.
There's no room for you anymore. Get off.
Oh, I'll get back on when they win.
Yeah, well, that'll be tomorrow night.
Maybe.
So, well, and you know, I have to give credit to Vancouver. They look pretty damn good there in the second and third. In the second and third.
Yeah.
But the Oilers didn't look good in the second and third.
They stunk it up.
Even though they were up 4-1 at one point, they didn't look great. 4 unanswered goals from Vancouver, and then 3 of those in the third period in 5 minutes.
I think this series is going to tear Western Canada apart.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't think so.
Maybe I'm being dramatic.
It's just... At the Vancouver fans, man, back to that.
They're just dumbskies.
I can't handle them.
They're just...
Like, even if the Oilers played well the whole game, right, they wouldn't be able to give the Oilers credit. Where, well, I guess maybe people outside of Vancouver.
Yeah.
But it goes back to that as well, where I'm giving Vancouver the credit. I mean, they controlled most of that game.
And
they completely outshot the Oilers.
And if you ever need flares, Vancouver hockey fans are the ones to go to.
Oh, yeah.
Or any sort of anything to light anything on fire.
Right.
Especially after a hockey game.
Well, and another thing I didn't expect yesterday was the score between Florida and Boston, 6-1 Florida.
Yeah.
I thought it would be a closer game.
The tables have turned.
The turntables.
Yeah.
That's right. That's the same.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Boston's still going to win.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a Tkachuk fan, but Florida's pretty damn strong. Rangers and Hurricanes again tonight. Rangers are leading that one 2-0, and then Avalanche and Stars back at it. And you know, I like that the Friday night game is going to be the Oilers and Canucks. Because then I can stay up and watch the whole thing.
Well, that'll
be nice.
So
I went to bed last night.
Yeah, I know. That's a problem. That's why Vancouver won. Because he went to bed.
Don't say that. Because I don't want to stay up late.
No, and that's why Dreisaitl was having cramps.
Oh, I don't think that's why.
Because you weren't watching and he felt the energy.
Well, it's like, yeah, I guess.
And then he just started cramping up.
Right, right.
And he didn't have cranberry juice.
Because I wasn't drinking enough water, too.
Ah, see?
That's the problem.
That's why.
Chad and Evan Daly.
So, yes, Steve Albini. That was the big news yesterday. Steve Albini, legendary engineer, because he doesn't call himself a producer.
Right.
Legendary engineer in the rock and roll world, died at the age of 61 from a heart attack.
Pretty surprising news, for sure.
And if you don't know who Steve Albini is, I guarantee you've heard his work because you just did. Nirvana, In Utero.
Biggest album that he would have worked on.
And there was a lot of pressure because it was the follow-up to Nevermind.
Mm-hmm.
And Nirvana felt that pressure. They didn't know who to go to produce a new album. And they knew they liked Steve Albini's work.
But Albini didn't want to work with them.
Right.
He felt sorry for him. So he's like, okay, fine.
And he told them, a good record, if it's not made within 7 days, you're doing something wrong.
Yeah. And they finished that one in 6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And they made it in the middle of, like, Minnesota or something.
Yeah, like, away from producers. Because he wanted, or not producers, sorry, from record execs.
Yeah.
Because he wanted no one with Geffen Records around.
Right.
They're not going to go to the middle of Minnesota.
Yeah. Yeah. And they stayed in, like, this... I guess, I think it was a big, big house or something that they made this record in. And there's a lot of, you know, they say it wasn't a very comfortable record to make, but that's where some brilliance comes out of. And
well, and Nirvana wanted to change a few things after listening to it a few times.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't happy with it. Then they were happy with it and they wanted to change things. And Albini was just like, no,
yeah,
I'm not changing that. And so they released it. Right. So, I mean, he didn't only work with Nirvana. Pixies.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what Surfer Rosa.
Surfer, yeah, that was a
huge
album
for the Pixies, right?
Yeah.
The Jesus Lizard, PJ Harvey, some of these bands, I think most people, well, not everyone, but like Superchunk, Jawbreaker, he worked with Bush, Chevelle, Page and Plant.
Actually, he made the Razorblade Suitcase album.
I think that was the one that he
made.
He
was like a big follow-up album guy.
Yeah, and Razorblade Suitcase is a pretty good album.
It's good. It's not, weird.
It is very weird.
Yeah, but Greedy Fly is a great song.
Oh, yeah, so great.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite bands, Foxy Shazam.
There you go.
Yeah, I worked with them as well. So,
yeah.
Pretty sad news coming down in the music world yesterday.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Chad.
Yeah.
Today I learned that they make cheese out of donkey milk. Puel. Puel cheese is what it's called, Chad. I did not know this, but it makes sense. It does make sense, right?
It
is goat milk cheese. Make
I bet
feta
you it's
cheese.
Expensive too.
Well, here's the thing, Chad. Now, and I'll give you a little history with donkey milk. They believe that it slows down the aging process. So we could rewind and go back to yesterday and the deer blood.
Right.
You're better off drinking donkey milk.
Hmm.
But apparently it's strong, has a pungent flavor, which really does not make me want to try it. Donkey but I will. Milk. I will.
You'll try donkey milk and donkey cheese?
Yeah. I'll try anything once. Well, almost anything. But it takes 25 liters. You gotta milk a lot of donkeys to get 25 liters. But that's to make 2 pounds, 3 ounces of cheese. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Super expensive, Chad.
Mm-hmm.
Super expensive. It's
We're learning a lot here.
Well, and that's just it, right? Yeah. Uh-huh. $1,300 per kilogram.
Whoa!
Yeah, this is U.S. pricing, too.
That is
$1,300.
Ass cheese.
Gross.
That's what it is.
Chad and Evan, daily.
I didn't know this was an actual day, Chad. We don't often talk about, like, national days.
No, we usually not.
Right, but this is a pretty important one.
Okay.
Because on this day, May the 9th, we honor all the Sox that have been lost. All the Sox that are no longer with us and have mysteriously disappeared. Today is a Lost Sox Memorial Day.
Well, where do they go?
I don't know.
You put them in the washer and the dryer, then all of a sudden you go to fold them up. You got one just sitting there alone, no partner. And you go, your friend, buddy?
Well, maybe it's in some pantaloons.
Could be. I've found it before.
You find your Gitchies in there sometimes, right?
Yeah, sometimes I'll find like two socks folded together in my crotch region.
Yeah, well, that's...
I didn't put them there.
Yeah, sure. But all the time, though, with the kids, right? Yeah. It's like doing laundry. It's like... The hell's the other sock?
Yeah, especially like when you have like infants or babies, those socks are just gone.
Just a couple of threads in those things,
yeah,
right?
Can't even tell.
Big like socks this. Now, though, still it happens as an adult. You're like, where did this sock go?
Do you think that maybe the laundry companies, like the Maytags and
Big Laundry,
do you think they're in cahoots with Big Sock?
I think Big Laundry and Big Sock are one. I don't think there's an umbrella there. I think they're one.
They're one company?
Yeah. They're there because it's like, oh, hey, you need a washer and dryer.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
You're not just going to use the old washboard
to
clean your socks anymore.
You're not going to do that.
I mean, you could.
Some people do, I guess.
I guess. But then, you know, they wash them.
Yeah.
You know, and then it's like, oh, well, let's eat this sock.
Yeah.
Let's burn it. Maybe the dryer burns them.
Maybe they evaporate. Maybe one sock of every pair is made of some sort of material that evaporates.
Maybe.
You ever thought about that?
When they get wet, they just disintegrate.
Yeah. And then they wash right down your drain.
That's probably what it is. I think we figured this out.
Yeah.
But today we honor all those lost socks. So I would like you to take a minute of your day. If you're going into a meeting today.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Any kind of meeting, whether it's online, in person.
Yeah.
Before your boss, you know, gets into it.
Yeah.
And really gets going, I want you to stop everything down.
Yeah.
And you make sure everyone honors all the lost socks.
Right.
Because I'm going to tell you, we have a meeting today with a lot of people within the company.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell our boss to hush up.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, hey.
Yeah.
Quiet.
Yeah.
Let's all take a minute to honor our lost socks.
It should also be noted that Evan lost a lot of single socks when he was a teenage boy. But I think that was for another reason.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Let's talk fast food fries.
Sure.
So, we all know, we've all got our favorites when it comes to French fries, okay? And experts have ranked the top fries.
Oh, who are these experts?
Yeah, exactly. Who are these experts? Just call themselves experts.
That's it.
I'll tell you this, anybody who ranks fries better not be skinny.
Nope.
I'll be like, they haven't even tried fries. Number 5, Burger King.
Okay.
Number 4, Arby's curly fries.
Oh, man, those are good.
They are good.
I think those might be the most underrated fry.
Yeah.
Well,
you don't think of them as a fry, you know? But they are.
They're
curly fries.
They're bigger, they're curlier, they're delicious.
5 Guys at number 3. Think about 5 Guys fries. They give you too many.
No, they don't.
Because they give you the burger and then they throw more fries on top.
Perfect.
You know?
Don't complain about getting extra.
Wendy's in at number 2. And the classic Mickey D's, McDonald's number 1 for best French fries, according to experts.
With it being McHappy Day yesterday, I pounded some fries.
Sure.
And I love McDonald's fries.
They're good.
Love them.
Yeah.
But I tell you what's even better.
What?
Another burger.
Yeah, I agree. Don't even bring me fries. Just give me another burger.
Why waste your time on fries when you can have another burger?
Yeah, the burger is so much better.
Way better. I had two burgers yesterday. Because I do. I want a cheeseburger, you know, to fill in the cracks.
Yeah, I agree.
Right?
Because sometimes a Big Mac and fries is not enough. Sometimes you need something, a little kicker in there, you know? Something to bridge the gap. You're right.
Right. And I had a quarter pounder. I was hemming and hawing.
Well, that's same a little thing. Much. That's a big burger. It's not any bigger than a Big Mac.
No. Okay. Just a regular one. Just a regular one.
Okay, good.
And then a cheeseburger. Mm-hmm. And I wish instead of getting the fries, I would have got another cheeseburger. But I didn't. I messed up.
Yeah.
Way better off getting another burger.
Yeah. Always. Just get another burger. Fries are great.
Mm-hmm. We're not saying no to fries
all the time. Or get some nuggets, too. You could get some nuggets instead of
fries.
Now
we're talking, Chad.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Evan Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Evan. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station, 104.9 The Wolf.